Council President Bill Gulliford brought the pension bill to the floor because he didn't want it to be hanging over the council as it debated the city's budget. Bringing up the bill was a surprise to many, but Gulliford says there had been plenty of discussion about the bill and a decision needed to be made before the budget hearings began. He says the majority of council members didn't think the deal went far enough to solve the pension problem.
That sense was somewhat obvious in the last month or so. And, you know, at some point you have to say, we've studied it. Now we gotta vote.
Mayor Brown's chief of staff, Chris Hand, called the vote unfortunate, as well as council approving a maximum millage rate that would increase property taxes by about an average of $67 a year.
The mayor had a particular plan, and council chose to raise taxes and turn down a reform plan that would save $100 million over the next 5 years and save over $1 billion over the next 30 years. So, again, that's how this process works. The mayor makes a proposal. The council here has made a decision, but that was their decision.
The council can lower the millage rate in the coming weeks as it finds places to cut the budget. Those who approve the increase say the mayor left them with no choice since so much of his budget savings were tied to the pension reform plan. Kevin Mershart, WJCT News.